Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 18, Saturday, 2019, day 138. Today's topic, receive God's command before you move. Danger will subside. Blessed, in and out. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to chapter 23, verse 29, John chapter 10, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 15, verses 18 to 19. Today's main passages. The first one is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 to 13. When David was told, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are looting the threshing floors, he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? The Lord answered him, go attack the Philistines and save Keilah. But David's men said to him, here in Judah we are afraid, how much more than if we go to Keilah and against the Philistines' forces? Once again David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, go down to Keilah, for I am going to give the Philistines into your hand. So David and his men went to Keilah, fought the Philistines, and carried all of their livestock. He inflicted heavy losses on the Philistines and saved the people of Keilah. Now Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, had brought the ephod down with him when he fled to David at Keilah. Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, and he said, God has delivered him into my hands, for David has imprisoned himself by entering a town with gates and bars. And Saul called up all his forces for battle to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. When David learned that Saul was plotting against him, he said to Abiathar the priest, bring the ephod. David said, Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard definitely that Saul plans to come to Keilah and destroy the town on account of me. Will the citizens of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? Lord, God of Israel, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will. Again David asked, will the citizens of Keilah surrender me and my men to Saul? And the Lord said, they will. So David and his men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he did not go there. The second passage is from John chapter 10, verses 7 to 10. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 23 verses 2 to 13, you might have a chance to understand why depression could not stick with David, even though he was being bullied by his elder brothers since he was very young, being chased everywhere by King Saul trying to take his life. He had no way out and very close to being killed many times. We learned that yesterday that his way to get rid of depression was to sing praises, worshiping God. Today we learn why he got this kind of secret and lifestyle, and it's because he was a man who could listen to God's voice often. Not only so, he would not act until he got God's permission to act. Take a look from 1 Samuel chapter 23 verses 2 to 13, that in 12 verses David asked God four times, and God answered David four times right away. Superb! Could you have that kind of relationship with God? If you can, depression out, danger will subside, and you will be blessed in and out. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to become those who would not act until we got your permission to act, so that we won't be in depression, our danger will subside, and we will be blessed in and out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one. Any inspiration from today's message for you to remove anxiety and depression out of your life? Number two, what is your next step to act on today's message? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. May the Lord bless you.